Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Holiday edition of the show today. We will not be here on Christmas. We'll have a replay airing. But hey, we are here today on Christmas Eve live. As according to the news at the top of the hour, we are tracking where Santa is right now. He's over the Himalayas, they noted. I'll try and keep you guys updated throughout the show. I've got the NASA website open. I think that's who's tracking Santa. One way or the other, we got a lot of news to talk about here today on the show. NXT last night from London. Great show. Great opener. NXT is so much fun. I hate to be on Raw all the time, but man, you watch the Slammies and then you watch that NXT show, and it's like two completely different companies, one of which is on fire and one of which is not. We can talk about that show here on the program today. Also, the WWE Tribute to the Troops, which aired on Wednesday at night. They had Super SmackDown on Tuesday, Tribute to the Troops on Wednesday. We have got some ratings to talk about here, including the debut TNA on Pop TV number. Now, granted, this was the soft launch of the show. The official debut of TNA on Pop TV is coming up in 2 weeks, but they threw on some programming on Tuesday. They did not promote it at all anywhere except on their social media. What is the power of TNA's social media? You're going to find out here in just a moment. We'll also be taking your phone calls, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Did you know nearly 2 out of 3 Americans don't use all their vacation days? Even in this me-focused generation of social media, we don't take days for ourselves. This season, ditch the office, drop the phone, and take a real selfie, treating yourself to the pure and simple high alpine adventures of Sugar Bowl Resort. Explore the most snow in Tahoe, the least crowded slopes, and North America's largest cross country, all conveniently closest to the bay. So cash in those vacation days and save vacation cash with lift tickets online at sugarbowl.com.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quarter floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll-free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Holiday edition of the show. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Let's all wish a Merry Christmas to Nick Diaz. I was just reading this interview today, this transcript.
We go from the benevolent to the entertaining.
God, this is great. He was on Chael Sonnen's podcast. And first thing he does is he accuses George St. Pierre of being on steroids. Says he didn't test us.
George St. Pierre.
Yeah, this is UFC 158 he's talking about. He says he didn't test us because I would have tested positive for sure. I thought it was my last fight ever. What do I care? It's like almost asking too much to win and not give away that fine. It's like, what do I care about the fine? So he admits that, I presume he would have failed for marijuana. Don't think he's saying he's on steroids, but then he says, this dude needs to come back and give me another fight as far as I'm concerned. They did not test him for steroids. They did not test us. He says that aside from being on steroids, GSP, he claimed, didn't make weight. He says he missed weight by 3 pounds. Now, if you watch the weigh-ins, George St. Pierre weighed in at 170 pounds, exactly what he was supposed to. Diaz says, I really effed up by not walking up to the scale and looking at really how much over he was. He could have been 7 pounds over. I don't effing know. They're in Canada, and it's their beloved George St. Pierre. That's what happened there. So, in his brain, George
is... I don't know nothing about no kilos.
He weighed in at whatever the hell he wanted, and they just lied when he was on the scale. And Nick thinks if he would have walked over there, he would see that the scale registered a different number.
Well, apparently he was too high at that point to go over there and read it, and he was like, nah, I'm just going to chill over here for a minute. So I love the way the Diaz brothers, they are a gift to MMA. A lot of people think they're crazy. They are a little bit crazy, but see, there's a very fine line between very savvy and very smart and being nuts. And they walk that line incredibly, incredibly well. And the way they get to fights is very interesting. You know, basically, George was overweight. I was high. This was in Canada. I was getting worked. You owe me a fight. And we have seen not only he do this, but his brother most recently do this in trying to call out Conor McGregor. You should basically fight me because you can already out-talk all these other guys and nobody cares about that. And basically, we're fighting for the lead-up into the fight, and that's why you should fight me.
He's got more. I would have knocked that guy out. I'm editing this slightly.
Uh-huh.
He was not as good as me. There's no way that guy's as good as I am. There's no way. He held on the whole fight. In Pride FC and real rules, in real fights, you didn't fight the whole fight. I'm over here trying to fight. Neither of us are fighting. You're holding onto my leg, holding onto me around the waist the whole fight. And anytime you're not, you're getting punched up. So he thinks he won that fight.
George is being scared, homie. What you holding on for? I'm trying to pitter-pat punch you.
These men are awesome.
Absolutely. Both of them are, actually. They are both fantastic. And, yeah, Nick Diaz is great. They're, look, it, in sports, as in life, in a lot of jobs, whether it's right or wrong, there are some special, talented people that seemed to be more headache than they're worth, but they continue to stay around where somebody who does much less may not stick around. And Matt Riddle, for example, is not in the UFC. Nick Diaz is in the UFC, and I don't want to compare him to like Lawrence Taylor or Dexter Manley in the 80s when it comes to football. Both of guys had very high-profile problems, especially in a case like Lawrence Taylor that just seemed to be on the field even more than Dexter was. Sometimes you make excuses for guys because they're just so great, or they bring so much to the table, and it may not be right, but that's what happens. And Nick Diaz is that person for the UFC, and the Diaz brothers are those people for the UFC and for the sport of MMA. And, you know, there's more guys out there like the Diaz brothers that than people probably know, but, you know, as far as being, you know, pushed and taken care of and still being places where maybe they shouldn't, they are good for the UFC and good for the sport.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland. I have a question on Roman Reigns' past your torch matchup. That was to be against The Undertaker because it's in Texas, and The Undertaker has been getting this big push, like in Survivor Series, he destroyed the Wyatt family. Also, I think Brock Lesnar will fight Bray Wyatt because I think all the other heels have been wasted pretty good.
Lesnar versus Bray Wyatt?
That's what the rumor I've heard, and they protected Bray.
I love when Ryan hears these rumors. Where'd you hear this rumor, Ryan?
Sean's View Entertainment was the source.
Who? What?
Sean's View Entertainment.
Sean's View Entertainment.
The YouTube channel.
Oh, a YouTube channel. Huh. Well, maybe. I think that it's most likely that John Cena will face Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar will face Kevin Owens. That would be my prediction.
So who does The Undertaker face?
Who cares? It's Texas. Just beat somebody.
It will matter somewhat if he's going to retire, right?
He's going to retire. He ain't going to retire.
So you think this is going to be a once a year? Because, look, I'll be honest with him. I mean, you at least had a reason for Lesnar, even though I didn't like it very much most of the time. It was fine, and the fans didn't care because it's Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker, but it wasn't very good. And I think hopefully if he is going to be around, it is just the once
Wait,
a year.
Wait, did you say Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker wasn't very good?
As far as how they built it up, I mean, the matches were good, and the fact that it was those two guys was great.
But, they had great pull-apart. That was awesome. Remember?
Great. Yeah, they had the pull-apart on Raw. That was awesome. The matches were okay, and again, they seemed a little bit forced. I mean, what was the point of bringing back Undertaker?
I thought they were awesome. Are we thinking of the same Brock Lesnar-Undertaker matches? Yes, the first one sucked. But SummerSlam and Hell in a Cell,
Yeah, I mean, if you put them on the scale, look, they were good, and compared to a lot of other things, they were really good, but I'm not putting them up there with, like, Brock and Cena and Rollins. And the story behind it it didn't do it for me, to be honest with you.
Don't make me do a poll, Mike. You don't want another poll.
You're going to lose again because you always lose at these things to me.
I won the last one. I'm 1-0 in polls.
Please. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I love your narrative of they're both going to get booed out of the building. You're trying to push that to make me look bad, and you failed miserably.
I may have failed miserably, but I won. To the toll-free line. Liam, you're
Undertaker
on the air.
Undertaker once a year at WrestleMania.
Oh, man,
that's it.
He hung up. Dang it.
I would happen to hear you, too.
I knew that was Liam. His Skype must have dropped.
Uh-huh. See, always with excuses with you.
Toll-free line, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. What did you think of the Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, SummerSlam, and Hell in a Cell matches? Maybe we'll take some text message responses here. And the studio line.
One of the
Let me get the studio line out, Scrooge. 425-488-0525. Go ahead.
Ryan already called, so what do you need to give it out for again? You've already popped the day, so you're happy. Ryan has already called. He's out of the way now, so. Just as well as you'll be out of the way, and I guess you should put up a poll. Was it, you know, great? Was it awful? And then most people will probably say, I put that in there because that's what it was, especially when you compare it to some of the Brock and the Rollins and Cena stuff.
I'm going to do the poll during the break. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Okay, I sent you a link in the text message deal. Probably the best women's match I've seen all year Women of Honor.
That covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, it's Taylor Hendricks, Veda Scott, Kimberly, and Kelly Klein, who's really Mary Elizabeth Monroe. And it's a Four Corners survival match, and these girls threw down in and out of the ring.
In and out of the ring?
Yes, they fought in the ring and out of the ring.
Jim, Taylor is Brian's new favorite.
Four-star classic.
That's what
here.
I call it, because Taylor surprised me.
Well, Jim, stand by. You can stay over the break if you want to. We've got to head to a break. Back in a moment, we'll talk more about this four-star classic. And my poll will be ready. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What a festive show today. Last I heard, Santa was currently over Norway. He's on his way, everybody. We've also got Jim, who's standing by. We'll go to him in just a second. But first off, a couple of things here. Wayne wants to know, when is the Christmas show going up? Very soon. If you're a subscriber, the annual Christmas show is going to be up soon. And if you're not a subscriber, sign up, because it is one of the most anticipated shows of the entire year. Drunken Revelry. Two full hours, special guests, and more coming up here in a few hours. Also, we've got this person here says, just thought you should know, WWE Kids Magazine in the UK was doing Christmas WWE stars and used Frosty the Strowman. I came up with that. What else do we have here? This guy says, I am the hardest working man in the business. I don't know if I would say that, but thank you.
You know, if you think about it, do you remember the old the old Christmas specials that would play on CBS when we were kids? I assume they're still being played now, but the whole Meisterburger and all that, the Abominable Snowman in there, that would be perfect for Braun Strowman. It really would be.
Sure. And this guy says, Mike is wrong as usual.
Lies.
Wow.
Check the poll.
We'll get to the poll here.
Check the poll.
We're going to get there in just a second. My poll is up at Brian Alvarez, everybody, if you want to vote on these matches. Let's go back to the phones. Jim, tell us more about this four-star four-way.
Yes, it was a, I believe it was a TV taping. It wasn't the same crew that does the national show, but it was, the fans were really into it. The girls started off, they did the handshake just like the guys. The fans were chanting, oh, they are wrestlers, I guess referring to the Divas not being those, and they just started off. It was one spot after the other. One would do one move and the other. At one point, Taylor Hendricks gave Kimberly a tombstone, almost won the match. And then the finish came when I believe Taylor and, well, one of the girls, I can't remember which one it was, but the winner of the match was Kelly Klein, and she won by submission. And I want to say it was on Veda Scott.
Well, listen, Jim, first off, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Mike is going to tweet out this to everybody. Actually, I don't know if you tweet it to Mike, and then Mike will tweet it out to everybody. That'll give him something to do as I monitor this poll here.
Hold on, I'm retweeting somebody right now, Michael, a very fine man, who says, this goes in the Brian Alvarez wrong folder.
See, you guys didn't listen during the break when I was making the poll, and my options were good, terrible, and all right, and Mike forced me to change it to great.
No. See, always with this. See, this
all
is
right is winning at the moment, Mike, but we've only got 169 votes. There's
you
plenty of time.
You said it was awesome. It was great. No, the pull apart was great, and the matches were good. The story behind it.
Oh, now
why
good.
He was back.
I thought you said all right.
And this, or it was all right. And the because the story behind it stunk, and the reason he was being brought back really kind of stunk, and it really
oh,
wasn't
Scrooge.
All that creative.
What's
so
what,
there?
Tell me the last WWE storyline that you don't think stunk. Dead air. Dead air.
There. No, oh, Rusev and Cena. Although that got long in the tooth at the end
there. I knew
it.
I'll give you some time. You can go back 5 years.
Oh, that's, well, look, hey, how Daniel Bryan's ended up. I mean, if you think about it, how that turned the course of everything and how, you know, you have Evolution being brought, all that, even though they fought against it, in fighting against it, creatively how it came out and how it blended, you know, reality and how much reality and fantasy did end up getting blended there. If you think about it, that was amazing. It really, really was. So that ended up working out for the best.
Why can't I vote in my own poll? Great. I wouldn't let me vote for that.
You've had your hands all over your own poll now for so long.
Studio line. Before we get kicked off the air, what's up?
Hey, this is Eric in Chicago.
Yes, Eric.
I want to talk a little bit about the best thing going in WWE right now, and that's Stephanie McMahon smacking everybody up.
That's the best thing going on in WWE right now?
I want to make a case for this right quick.
Please.
First, I want to say I like the Roman slapping segment a few weeks ago in the opener. I think because she did this for so long, over a couple of years, she got everybody. Only person she didn't get was Sting. I mean, she even slapped The Rock. To me, it felt like it accumulated something because it made sense given the situation of her husband getting hurt. This wasn't like the normal slap. She whacked him like across the orbital bone. And I think the reason it got over because it was real. Like everyone that's watching at that moment in time, from hardcores to casuals, to someone even just flipping a channel, knows that the gig is up, right? As everybody knows what wrestling is, it's just entertainment. The moves aren't real. They know how to fall. Whatever you want to say about negative about how it's worked. You can't work those slaps. Everybody in those, and their mama knows that hurt like hell. So this brings me to Tom Phillips, right? It doesn't matter if wrestling is scripted. It doesn't matter if she booked herself to smack Tom Phillips, which she probably did. In real life and in storyline, the principal owner of the WWE slapped one of her geeky interviewers because he asked a stupid question. That's it. It's real again.
Well, here, listen. I mentioned this a couple of days ago, but the Stephanie character, it's been too much for me of late. It's almost been turn the channel heat. And
lies.
The thing is, she... Who's calling? Santa?
It's probably somebody to let me know and ask me how I could possibly do a show with you when you're wrong all the time.
The thing is, she is slapping people really, 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 really hard. And you can give someone a concussion with a slap like that.
It's a fit woman.
And you know, yeah, she's a strong, like a physically strong woman. And, of course, they're men, so they have to act like they're tough, and they have to take these slaps, and I'm sure they tell her, hit me as hard as you can.
Except for Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips looked like the biggest
He didn't look like
dog.
He was almost killed. But, literally, I swear to God, she could give people concussions with this slap gimmick. That's why it's a bad idea. Let me read of these.
I think it just has gone, you know, it probably is too much with the Tom Phillips thing. I'm sure it's building into something where it's like, I don't know if it'll be something that Roman has in his pocket or something that I don't know what it'll be because, you know, you can't go around smacking employees. And the fact that she's now done it twice is probably going to lead to something. I would be shocked if it doesn't. I think the issue, the bigger issue with Stephanie McMahon is, and I'm not as tired of her. I think she is, you know, in some ways the MVP and her voice is the MVP of the show. Triple H and Stephanie are always going to book themselves into positions where, because they know exactly what they want out of the story, they're going to get strong performances out of whoever they're with. And because they're such great heels and they're such heat magnets, that's going to be the case. They have a lot of goodwill built up for the audience. Where they have to be careful, especially with Roman Reigns, is when he's not there with them. And they can't get too cute with him because, for as great as he was with Stephanie on Raw 2 weeks ago, or even this past week, it gets borderline of like being a little bit too cute, and him doing that with somebody else is not going to work the same way it worked with Stephanie. It just probably won't. And there's going to be times where he gets booed out of the building anyway. So they have to be really careful that they can't get too full of themselves here, because they have had some success with him, that he is just John Cena reincarnate, which is the thing that is not going to get him over. Punching people in the face in short segments is probably going to do a lot better.
Let me read some of these tweets here. These are edited for time because, of course, this is a radio show. Matt says, very good match. Me Papa says, SummerSlam is my match of the year. Joey says, exactly what their Mania match should have been. Classic mean guy match. Joseph says, great. Mike says, Hell in a Cell was better. Jeremy says, I enjoyed it. It was good. Colin says, Hell in a Cell was great. JD says, Hell in a Cell was awesome. Ryan and Cumberland.
For time, eh?
Ryan and Cumberland. Very good match. That's the tiebreaker right there.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan and Cumberland used as the deciding vote.
Good match, he says. And
please.
I'm gaining on you, by
is
the way.
Is he comparing that to a crazy Mary Dobson match he saw somewhere?
Maybe. I don't know. He's entitled to his opinion, as we all are. What do we got right here in the text message bin? Clearly,
Mike, how's that poll working?
Has already started on the Christmas festivities, this person says. This person says, why no Sting to get a slammy? Dude, I have no idea. They trotted out poor Seth Rollins, flew him across the country with crutches. I don't know why they couldn't have gotten Sting there. This person says, has anybody seen Saraya Knight versus Allison Kay at Shine? Claiming the four-corner match was the best women's match of the year was uncalled for. Strong words.
Was that from Ed?
May have been.
That
Mike, you sound cranky. Happy holidays, man. Cheer up. Undertaker versus Lesnar, I enjoyed very much. He has a question regarding NXT. How far do you think Gable and Jordan can go together on the main roster? And also, same question for Sami Zayn. Have a great holiday, fellas. I watched NXT. I don't know if you
don't
did,
tell
Mike.
Us what to do.
Did you watch NXT?
I at least saw the first match. That's all I saw of it.
All right.
But I'm happy about that.
Best Hell in a Cell match in years, it says right here.
Oh, stop it.
That's just what came up. I'm just telling you. I'll be back in just a moment. I want to talk about Chad Gable and Sami Zayn since they were both on the NXT show. Back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is well known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for business across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than any personal credit. Business Loans Now could also help if your business has recently been underfunded by some other lender. To research the private equity sector and to find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you, visit businessloansnow.com.
Helping your business is what we do. Businessloansnow.com.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more delicious, than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
What the hell's going on out here?
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
That's right, a holiday edition of the show right here. We got all sorts of things to talk about. This festive person said, if Santa could make it so either Ed or Ryan would never call again, which one would you pick? Wow. I love all of our callers. He also wants to know, did you ever get your exclusive Women of Honor screenshot from the ROH code line? I called on a landline, so I was unable to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of tweets right here I want to read before we go to the phones.
Did you ever use that line for anything else?
The code line?
Yes.
I couldn't figure it out.
or some of the portals that the code line could take you.
I should have called it when Wang was here, all inebriated. We could have
got
maybe
him a date through that thing.
Could Wang? Wang actually is taken right now. What else do we have here? Let's look at some of these tweets about the poll I've got up on the website, on the Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. The brawl on Raw between Taker and Brock was the best build for anything all year and made their matches truly must-sees.
Mm.
It was a great mean dude feud with a simple, believable story about who was the bigger butt kicker. We need more of that today. That's from Juan. Andrew says, you guys are crazy. Undertaker versus Lesnar was awesome. Mean Delenko says, I think people are forgetting how good the SummerSlam match was before the finish. This person says, best Hell in a Cell match in years. Great finish.
Simple tweet will work here. He's lost, and now he's in spin control mode.
Wow. I've never, ever been accused of that.
Selective reading of tweets.
Studio line, you're on the air.
It's Santa's favorite caller.
Excuse me?
It's Santa Claus's favorite caller. That guy asked if Santa Claus would grant you who would stop calling. Well, he's definitely not going to stop me from calling him.
Wow. All right.
And also, you, Brian, every time I make a statement, you always call me out on how ridiculous it is. Why didn't you do that to Jim? You're going to tell me that this four quarters match is better than either of the Sasha Banks Bayley matches?
Dude, I don't know. I didn't watch it. He just sent the link during the show. You want me to watch the match during the show?
You don't even have to watch it. Just you ought to know that it's not going to be as good as Sasha or Bayley or anything
else. That's why you don't have a show on the website. You can't not see a match and then say, well, you know it wasn't as good as another match. You can't say that. Maybe it was. Maybe it was better.
It wasn't, trust me.
Wow.
But the only
have you seen
Jim
it, Ed?
The only reason Jim even says that's the best match is because Jim is not a real women's wrestling fan. He doesn't support the product by buying the pay-per-views. He doesn't even get the WWE Network, apparently. So the only thing he's going on is what he could get by being free, and I don't consider that a real women's wrestling
match. Have you seen the match?
Yes, I have. It's okay, but the match
is okay? Yeah, just like Undertaker and Lesnar, it's merely okay?
Maybe
I should do a poll about that match.
Maybe you should say the whole feud, too. But, by the way, All Right still winning.
Can I talk, Shemp? Brian, I totally agree with you regarding Undertaker.
Yeah, you could try. You talk as well as you type.
Actually, don't make me mute you, Mike. What were you saying now, Ed?
I totally agree with you regarding Undertaker and Brock, and Shemp is wrong.
Thank you.
You're playing the part of me, and Mike is playing the part of Shemp.
Wow.
Merry Christmas to me. There you go.
I was not expecting that. I just hung up on Ed. That's his Christmas
Brian
present.
Brian is Ed in San Antonio.
Wow.
What does that make Vinny?
I don't know. This person says, Granny? Awesome. Best match of the year. Look at this one. Dudley Boys. Great.
You know, if you were playing Ed in San Antonio, you know.
I couldn't gain that much weight.
You know what that would make your wife, then, in that case.
What, Sarah Undertaker?
No.
You know what?
Never mind. I'm a bunch of jokes.
I'm still, you've been on a roll with these jokes, Mike.
I can't help it.
I thought Vinny was bad. He's also 40 and laughing at these. You should work for WWE. You could be a writer and make millions.
I'm too influenced by Craig on the show. See, that's what's happening now. The influence of Craig is just taking over with these jokes.
I would like to talk about Sami Zayn and the opening match on NXT. Chad Gable and Jason Jordan are so much better than anybody in NXT in any of these tag matches. They're above and beyond everybody. They're above and beyond everybody in the actual WWE when it comes to tag teams. I gotta think of anybody who's better. They're the best. Chad Gable is so awesome. Jason Jordan had the greatest comeback. He got in the middle of the ring. 8 geeks, or however many it was. 4 geeks. I forget how many geeks. But every geek ran at him in a different way. And he grabbed them all in a different way and then suplexed them. It was so unbelievably great. Everybody goes crazy for these guys. They're so good. They are so good that I don't think that they could be screwed up on the main roster. And I know that seems impossible, that the main roster couldn't screw somebody up, but they're so talented. If you told them they had to go in for 5 minutes or 3 minutes and lose, they would still get a bad. That's number one. And number two, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn came out and had his match and then did a little promo for all the people that they showed at the end of the NXT show. If you ever want to know, if you're a fan, like a new fan, or you're just kind of getting into the inside of the wrestling business and you hear the term, this man connected with the audience, and you're like, what does that mean, this man connected with the audience? What does it mean to connect with the audience? Watch this week's NXT show and watch Sami Zayn do his promo at the end of the show. This guy, when he came out for his match, and when he had the match, and then when he did his post-match, it was like, I know he doesn't look it, but in 2015, with a brand new audience, it's not a brand new audience, but there's a lot of millennials watching WWE right now. This guy could be your top star. I don't care what anybody says. I thought this a year ago. I was going to write this big article about how this was the perfect guy for this millennial generation to be the top star of WWE. I believe this wholeheartedly. Everything from his happy song to his promos to his in-ring work to the way he looks, everything is perfect for a top star for this generation. He could be screwed up, however, and I can see them doing it.
They could do it easily to both. But
no.
Yes, they could.
I can't believe
them
doing it to Gable and Jordan.
Well, that's unfortunate.
If they broke him up and made him feud, yes. But if you let him be a tag team, it's impossible.
they're awesome. But again, both Sami Zayn and Gable and Jordan can go as far as they're going to let him go. I mean, they really can for different reasons. But, I mean, both connect. Gable and Jordan are just so fun. And then it's like kind of brought up Adam Rose with the transfer from Leo Kruger to Adam Rose a couple days ago and how it was not – I mean, it was great for Florida, but it was one of those things that it was really fun, but you just wondered, you know, if you really looked at it with a critical eye, how can this really play night after night after night on the main roster? I mean, Godfather did with kind of that chorus line of people and things, but it's like, you know, how would this really get over? And it didn't. Whereas Gable and Jordan, I mean, it's a universal thing, and they have so much charisma, and it's... Again, it can explode, you know, on a small stage. It can be, you know, or it can be explode on a big stage the same way it does on a small stage. Sami Zayn, again, the same way, because he comes across like a Rey Mysterio, like a Daniel Bryan. There's something that comes out of them that is inherently likable and is just something that connects with people. And it's great. It's fantastic. And both, again, both... acts will go as far as WWE really lets them, but who knows? There's been a lot of guys that look like can't misses, and you see just their immense positives that could come out of them, and then they get up there and things happen.
Let's go back to this poll here for a second, because I got to mention something here.
Still losing, by the way?
Oh, I'm catching up. 42%, great.
So I guess you keep voting, huh?
All right. I can't vote!
Mm-hmm.
All right is down to 54%, falling quickly. What I want to mention here is, forget those two. 4% of people, 20 voters so far out of the 513 votes cast, think these matches were terrible. Terrible! These people cannot be satisfied. Think those
beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as you were telling Ed, so remember that now. Everybody's got a...
Terrible.
They look at things.
Can't even fathom this.
By the way, terrible, before we go any further, too. Is that what you'd consider the pop TV number for TNA?
That was pretty terrible. 111,000 viewers. I need to get someone from TNA Mecca on the show and see what their thoughts are on 111,000 viewers. That's all of their social media. All of their social media, that's all they use to promote this. This is the soft launch. The real important number is the number that's coming up in the first week of January.
And literally, this was not promoted by anybody.
No, it was not promoted at all.
And just for, and this should be said, just for a reference point, earlier on this year, they aired the Daytime Emmy Awards, the 42nd annual Daytime Emmy Awards on Pop TV. And they are claiming a number of 900,000 viewers for that show. Now, that is somewhat misleading in that 719,000 is really the real number, because that's apparently who watched during the live broadcast. The rest was... part of the replay. So if you look at 719,000, that's the super high watermark for Pop TV. So that also will be something that, you know, if they get destination, and what was their best Destination America number? Was it 350? I have no idea.
Their best Destination America numbers?
Yeah. Roundabout.
Well, their best numbers were around 450, but their average numbers were in the threes, I believe.
Okay, so if even if they get their Destination America average number, 300,000 on that station, in some ways is a really big deal and probably is a big, huge success considering that, again, how this thing is going to be marketed, no matter what they do, we're going to hear about it. But will the general wrestling fan hear about it? Will they know if they even have Pop TV? All of this other stuff. But I don't know exactly what they were looking for when they thought they were getting wrestling. Are they looking at the Spike TV numbers? Is that what they're thinking they can go back to? Because if that's the case, then it's going to be horrible. But if Pop TV is okay for a couple years of having this show that's not necessarily costing them anything, and they can get them 300,000 viewers, you know, and you can try to spin something off of that and try to get a male demographic in, it's not the worst thing in the world.
All right, very quickly, the studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Just wanted to point out that, you know, it's the holiday season, but you guys, particularly Mike, have been making a lot of pole jokes this week. And
Mike's out of control.
And all your attempts at creative PG humor are still better than Raw, and thank you. Happy holidays.
Wow. Thank you very much, and happy holidays to you, Sammy. Sammy tried unsuccessfully to fix my printer yesterday, but I fixed my own printer.
You won the battle, eh?
Well, it doesn't wirelessly print anymore, but I plugged it in. Now it works. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
A couple of other notes here. Super SmackDown, 2.26 million viewers. That's a live show, 2.26 million. The normal show does about 2.3 million. So that's no good. And what else do we have? The big announcement. Oh, tribute to the troops. I got to mention this. We were joking yesterday about the Jack Swagger Rusev match, and we were not going to give away spoilers. The spoilers we got for the show listed the evil Bulgarian is winning. And I went on and on about how stupid this was. How could the Bulgarian beat the American on tribute to the troops? The other day, I was right. The spoilers were wrong, and Jack Swagger won. And all was right with the world. All babyface wins. Except the women's match, but I don't know who the babyfaces are, so I consider that a win as well. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, as we wrap up the show here today, I've got the latest results of our poll here. Clearly, people are going back and watching the match because it's closing in. Great, now at 43%. All right, down to 53%. 4% still at terrible. 4% think those matches were terrible. Can you imagine that? Later on today, everybody, it will be the release of the Brian and Vinny Christmas show. I recommend you subscribe immediately and listen to this show. It is the 10-year anniversary of the Christmas show, which is crazy to think about. 10 full years. But head up there and grab that one. And while you're at it, if you've got a long holiday weekend, a lot of traveling to do, grab any of the 7,000 shows that we have in the archives. Every show from this past year, Observer Lives, Observer Radios, Brian and Vinny, the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, Figure Four Daily, the Carl Stern Show, Doc Young's Wrestling Weekly, Alan Farrell's show, all of these are available in the archives. There's so many great shows. Head up there and check it out, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. You'll drive your family crazy. Your wife will want to kill me as she hears my voice every day asking, how are you doing? As I do each day on every show. And also wishing you a good time, and we'll talk to you again after a while. This will become a part of your life. What could be better for just $10.99 a month but to hear this every single day over and over again? I want to wish you all a happy holiday weekend. We will be back with brand new shows starting on Sunday. Our normal time slot, we're here daily, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. A happy holidays! Merry Christmas to Mike, everybody at Byline, all of the callers and listeners, including Jim and Ed, who are embroiled in a feud. Let's make good in the new year, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while. Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.